Welcome to Arthur Nine's podcast. On today's podcast, we're going to do Tech Talk for April 16th, 2007. PC World created a list of the 20 most annoying tech products. Guess which was number one? All the AOL CDs. Between 1993 and 2006, AOL shipped more than 1 million AOL CDs. Okay. Web Flash Killer? Microsoft unveils its Web Flash Killer. Browser plugin delivers rich media and interactive apps within web pages and faces a challenge to Adobe. A 200 gigabyte portable hard drive to boot. Debits. You know what I mean. The $229 200 gigabyte Toshiba USB portable external hard drive will ship at the end of the month. A Wi-Fi bug found in Linux. Now, this has been around for a while, but I just felt like saying it. Stormworm, the virus that not one company, antivirus company, can detect. Well, companies such as McAfee, F-Secure, eTrust cannot catch this virus. Only the companies ClaimAV, eSafe, Kaspersky, and Symantec cannot, you know, could catch it. But companies are working hard to, fix the problem? Yeah, I say that's a good word. SanDisk, Santa Shaker, MP3 player, or Happy Meal toy. Perhaps a bit of both. I recently got the details from the latest MP3 from SanDisk. It's all appropriately shaped like a shaker, kind of looks like a salt shaker, with an external speaker built into one end. As you might expect, you can physically shake the player to interact with the music. If you shake it up while the music is playing, Santa shuffles to a new song. If the music is paused, you hear a boing effect. This isn't the first player to use this technology. The Sony NWS200 Sport Walkman also features the shuffle shake feature, but that sleek, cigarette-shaped player is patently not aimed for the kiddies. The shaker, on the other hand, is supposed to offer kids a fun way to the digital music game. Nokia 8800 Gold. Doesn't look too bad. Kind of reminds me of the Dolce & Gabbana Motorola Razr. It's a 2 megapixel camera. It has Bluetooth and a color screen. The thing costs about £700 in the UK, or $1,393. But it's real gold, it's not fake. There's no word whether it'll be available in the UK or the US, because it's hard to get your hands on. I guess all the rich people will get it. But if it features your after, forget the Nokia N95, but I'm sure your wives would want this phone, because it's gold, and it looks nice. Okay, a GPS upgrade was revealed. Let me put this way, there's a new GPS coming out of TomTom. It's a TomTom 1 XL. It was officially announced. The FCC revealed it, if I'm not mistaken. Increased the screen size from 3.5 inches and to 4.3, and added support for real-time traffic services. It comes with preloaded maps of America and millions of points of interest, 2D and 3D maps, text and voice guided directions, integrated Bluetooth 2.0 to access TomTom Plus services via Bluetooth-enabled cell phone. It'll be start shipping in June for a very reasonable $399, and you wait for it, 95 cents. You thought I was going to say 99 cents, weren't you? Thanks for listening, and have a great day.